Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For those that are not familiar, and I am late to this game as well, I was not aware of the Good Luck Pimp. But apparently, at the end of the series against Detroit, a man was spotted on TV dressed what appears to look pimp-like. He's got like a purple, how would you describe that?
It's like a shag jacket.
Yeah. And a wig and glasses.
Yeah, like a fro wig, glasses. Looks like a pimp.
He looks like a pimp.
Looks like a 70s pimp.
And so ever since he's been shown, a lot of Met fans have addressed that the turnaround is connected to the pimp. So we talked a few weeks ago about the dogs with the Yankees and who let the dogs out with the Mets and the thumbs down with the 17 Yankees. Sometimes these rally cries come out of nowhere and you can't even predict it. They just come up out of nowhere. And right now for the 2024 New York Mets, who are playing tremendous baseball, their rally cry is the rally pimp.
Is it really?
I think it is.
I mean, you're the biggest Met fan here, and you didn't even know about it.
So I didn't know about it until yesterday because I think my brain was so connected. I'm going to games. I'm not seeing it on TV. I'm not connected to social media all the time. I picked up on it yesterday, and then I did my research, and I'm like, wow, we got a rally pick.
Okay, so what kind of feels do you get out of this?
I hate it.
Why?
I hate it. I think it's just lame. It just doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with being anti-pimp. I know Andy Martino, one of our sort of colleagues from SNY, is getting a lot of crap because he went on social media and said, quote, pimp imagery is problematic on so many levels. Let's think about it for 2 seconds. Can we please not make this a big part of the 2024 Mets imagery? Q replies about woke culture, blah, blah. I don't care. I'm right about this. I don't necessarily agree with what Andy's saying about pimp imagery being problematic. I think it's dumb. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean,
it's just like, can we do better than a freaking guy dressed up as a pimp to be our rally cry?
Oh,
what?
Come on. Well, first of all, my immediate response to Andy Martino's tweet is ugh. Second of all, I mean, come on, relax. I guess we should ban the pimp episode with Kramer on Seinfeld. Here's the problem, Evan. You had 9 fans at one game, 17 at another. At least the rally pimp keeps coming through. So when the stadium starts to get more packed as the electricity and the buzz builds, I give this guy credit because he stuck out amid small crowds and has gotten the team going.
Hold on, Sean. I have nothing against the guy. Okay, the guy is fine with me. Like, he dressed as a pimp. He tries to rally the team. I love all Met fans. Like, I have no issue with him. So don't try to start an issue between me and the good luck pimp.
No,
I'm just saying, like, as a fan of the rally cry that we've seen in the past, we talked about it a few weeks ago around the Yankees, I just want better than a rally pimp. That's all. Can I expect more?
Well, look, you already have an apple that gets raised, right? I mean, we do all that stuff. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. This is just like a guy with license plates around him, love license plate guy, or a guy with a fireman's helmet. Only this is a pimp guy.
No, I think you need this. You're misconstruing this. I'm not against a fan. I'm against the 2024 Mets being defied by a guy dressed like a pimp.
But he's just a fan.
Yeah, and I don't think...
I have no issue with the guy. No. Why are you guys not listening to me?
So apparently, his name is Max Wiener.
Oh, here we go.
He's a lifelong Mets fan. whose parents have a 20-pack of season tickets.
Hold on, this is the year of the Wiener. Because on opening day, we had the veteran, too.
Maybe Seymour Wiener was the
veteran.
Maybe
he's related. He has 6 ostensibly colored fur coats. He buys clothes at thrift stores and has been dressing like this since his sophomore year in college.
Wow.
According to a Newsday article.
Tiggy,
that did a story on
it. I had no issue with... I like Max Wiener. Like, apparently, the way you described him, like, I like Max. I'll take him to a game myself. Big fan of Max Wiener. I'm just saying, can we do better than a rally pimp?
But what do you think? They're going to call these the pimp Mets? No, it's just a guy they're going to keep showing on the Jumbotron or an SNY when the rallying's happening. It gets the crowd going. By the way, this sounds an awful lot like cheering for free chicken, Tiki, doesn't it?
Has nothing to do with free cheering.
Well,
for
when they
free
show
chicken.
Them and everybody gets fired up, the rally pimp's back. It's like cheering for free chicken.
No, that's fans being bribed in the midst of a play-in game with free chicken.
You're being bribed to cheer when you see the pimp.
That's not true. You're just making something up. He's just a guy who I like. I like Max Wiener. I got nothing against Max
Wiener.
You
have never once met this Wiener.
No, but Tiki just described him. You know, goes to the games, mm-hmm. He dresses like this, he's a big Met fan, he probably scores games too. I like him.
There's no way he scores games with those coats.
Why?
That's a lot going on. Now he's got to carry the scorebook.
I've noticed a trend at Citi Field lately. A lot of people scoring games. Mm. A lot of people scoring games.
You started the trend?
And I didn't say I started anything. What?
Tiki's the fashion guy. Tiki, as the games get hot, July, August, is there a lighter version the pimp goes with?
Yeah, he'll just wear shorts. And those jackets, like the 80s. Right. Remember those 80s, like, I don't know, wind jackets? They were just big and crazy. You don't remember. You guys were too young.
Yeah, I don't remember pimps in the 80s. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not talking about, they weren't pimps. This is like regular clothing that you would wear. You don't remember the zoot pants, like the zoot pants?
No.
Like
we were three.
Yeah, you guys were too young. But it used to be a fashion. I mean, there's a reason that the pimp is the 70s like icon. It's an iconic image from the 70s. Is because of how they dressed.
Right.
Right? And so it's just a takeoff of that that went mainstream a little bit in the 80s. So he's probably wearing like his parents' old clothes. I'm being serious, to be honest with you. And celebrating Mets fandom because in the 80s, the Mets were pretty good.
I just think the thing here is, though, this isn't a rallying cry. It's a rallying figure.
Yeah, well, it's the thumbs down. I mean, wouldn't you say it's very similar to the thumbs down guy with the Yankees in 2017? It's similar.
I think this is more similar to the rally monkey Anaheim had.
I was thinking that, too, by the way. The rally monkey is a fair comparison. For those that don't remember, back in 2002, they would show a monkey on the TV screen. I think it was like a stuffed animal. Was it a stuffed animal?
Huh?
No, it was an actual monkey.
It was an actual monkey.
You're right. It wasn't even a stuffed. It was an actual, like, monkey, like a little cute baby monkey, like the one from Friends.
Marcel.
Friends? Like
Marcel.
Was it actually Marcel, by the way?
No, I think Marcel had died.
Really?
Yeah, I think Marcel had died before that.
No, Marcel died in the show, but no, maybe the actor.
No, the monkey itself, I think, died before.
Wait, you consider them an actor?
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
It definitely is. Mr. Ed was an actor.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Lassie's an actor.
Lassie's not an actor.
Do you consider Smarty Jones an athlete?
I want to see their SAG cards.
Point is, I agree
Somebody got paid for them to be on television.
That's true.
That means they're an actor.
The Rally Monkey's a good comparison. Do you like, Luke, as a Met fan, do you like the Rally Pimp?
You know what, Evan? As a fellow Met fan, I think it's time once again for all the Met fans to jump aboard the... Come on, Evan, do it with me.
Ho train! I don't think we can say that anymore.
We can't?
No, I think that Godfather probably got canceled.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. It's all right.
So we won't do that as a rallying cry. I don't care. You know, Pippin ain't easy. It ain't easy. Who am I to judge? Pippin ain't easy. They all come from Stone Mountain. I'm not going to, you know. We'll have Cat Williams at the game.
Basically, all Lugie's doing is he's referring to a professional wrestler from the late 90s in the Attitude Era named the Godfather. In which is... Yeah, this was his theme song. And his gimmick was he was a pimp.
Pimping
so you're saying the Mets should come out to this theme song?
And
maybe?
Godfather would come out with some nice young ladies from around the town. It got me through puberty. So it was the late 90s. Anything goes.
Pump up the music a little bit.
Bill Clinton's America.
Imagine the Mets warming up to this music.
What year is it?
99, 98.
Oh, that's too late for this.
Well, that was his gimmick. It was
true.
Sure,
that's just too. That's too late. That's
you know
bad.
What? Lugie may have turned me with the Godfather stuff. Maybe
come on,
maybe I'm into this.
You know what? They're winning games. I don't care what they do, as long as they can win some damn games. If people want to dress like a pimp, like Tiki said, it's 80 degrees and everybody's out there in their mink coat. Do it. Get Don Magic Juan out there. Get Cat Williams. Get all the pimps from Stone Mountain. Snoop Dogg, all of them.
All right. So maybe the people like the rally pimp. I have no idea.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.